You're listening to JR Afternoon on WJR with special live coverage of Media and Industry Days at the 2026 Detroit Auto Show, presented by Ford, also sponsored in part by CSP and Bridgestone. Once again, here's Ryan Ermani.
Welcome back, 760 WJR. We're having a lot of fun here at the Detroit Auto Show. We are just outside of the Bronco Built Wild exhibit. The track behind us, such an interactive experience. And joining us now, State Senator Mallory McMorrow is with us. Senator, thank you so much for joining us. This is awesome.
It's auto show time. I'm so excited.
You know, back in January, too, and it couldn't be better. It's snowing outside, the ice.
Oh, it's miserable outside. You get out from inside and you're inside. And it's just like, this is heaven.
Isn't We're good. That what people love about the auto show, though, is those winter days?
Where you need the contrast. Yes, you need it.
Absolutely. And you walk in, and this is a show for the people. That's what I keep talking about, people that get to see these cars. When you walk around the floor here, what have you seen? What jumps out at you?
So, I mean, the auto show always brings me back. I started my career as a car designer. My husband used to be editor-in-chief of Jalopnik for 7 years. So they wrote a story about my concept car, which is how we met and fell in love.
Get
and got
out
married.
Of here.
So this is... It's the happiest place on earth for me.
Take me back to that time you were designing cars. When you wake up in the morning and you're going to work doing that, what is that work like? So you know what it's like to be.
Oh, I know. I ran into interior fabrics and materials designer who was on the floor, and I introduced myself to her today, and I said, "How's it going?" She's like, "We've been working on this for a year and a half, and it's finally out." I'm like, I know. I know how long it takes. I know that there are thousands of people. You can spend your entire career designing a door handle, a knob, a vent. But when you see all of those pieces come together and people can touch it and walk around it and get in it, I designed this concept car in 2007. It was a concept car, and we built it live on stage at an auto show, and there was a day where kids came and we handed out modeling clay to this class of kids who were sitting around the booth and explaining that it goes from an idea to a sketch to a thing. And it's just incredible. And the reason that I love this show and the new version of the show is you get to get in the cars, you get to ride the cars, you get to experience.
I don't know if you hear that.
You can hear it in the background. I know. Yeah.
If you hear that, but all of the different interactive tracks that we have here, getting in the car, peeling out.
It sounds like somebody's doing donuts. They're having a great time. I was over at Camp Jeep, and you go up 40 degrees. I mean, it feels like you're about to fall backwards. It's an engineering marvel, and it's so fun.
The engineering, the people behind the cars, too, I think that is among the best parts about it. I mean, people are designing these, people are making these, and owners of these vehicles, when you go and you see them on the road, there's a story behind them. Those stories are so awesome.
Yeah, especially when it's a family story. Yeah. Somebody who grew up with a car that they passed down to their kid, or you have it in just that one weird color. I was always a big fan. I know we're at the Ford booth. One of my favorite colors is Ford Grabber Blue. It was on the Mustang for many years. It's been on the Bronco. I just think it is an absolutely perfect color, and every time I see one, I freak out.
Do you remember your first car?
I almost flipped a Dodge Durango.
Oh my
And I
gosh.
Learned how to drive in a 1988 Jeep Wrangler that was red, and the sun, I mean, it was like bleached pink.
No kidding. I had a Ford Contour.
Ooh, okay.
I took this Ford Contour. This was like a baby to me. I treated that thing like it was
You do, when it's your first car, it doesn't matter how crappy it is. I mean, you baby the hell out of it. I mean, I was hand wiping every little dent and every piece of dust, you love it. You love cars.
Talking to State Senator Mallory McMorrow here at the Detroit Auto Show, and you know, as somebody that used to design cars, you see the car a little bit differently, I would imagine. It's almost like a coach that watches a football game on a Sunday, right? I mean, that coach watches the football game a different way. When you see these cars, what grabs you? Is there anything that attracts you personally, like, oh, I got to go over there and check this out?
I mean, look, I am somebody, I fell in love with car design because it's magic. At the end of the day, a car is a car. It's four wheels. It is an object designed to get you from point A to point B. But look at, I mean, there are hundreds of different cars here. And through design and engineering and features and color and trim and finish, you create something that people fall in love with and create their entire personality around, and you go on road trips and you go up north, and that to me is something that you don't experience in any other industry. It's not a utility thing.
Right.
It's passion, it's freedom, it's love. And just, I know how hard every single designer and engineer has gone into this day. So this day is oftentimes the first time you see the public react to the thing that you might have spent the last decade thinking about. And it is. I mean, it's like a football coach. You know, you're nervous. All the plays are there. You got to execute the plays. But you see people just fall in love with it in real time.
And no it's, doubt it's about really it. Cool. We were talking to Colonel Ryan Howell, the U.S. Army. There's a big tank downstairs.
Oh, hell yeah.
And it's incredible. And he talked about the evolution of the tank and how it used to be just a box with you know, machine gun on top or whatever. And now the design of it is something so different that you wouldn't even recognize. Design of cars, the design of vehicles, where have you seen that going? Do you feel like everybody's on top of their game in terms of the design of cars moving forward?
I do. And what I love about walking around the show, especially after a few years of COVID, where people couldn't come out, we couldn't see these things in person, is at every automaker, you feel like they want to have something for everybody. Mm. So if you want an electric vehicle, there are electric vehicles. If you want 1,012 horsepower, you can get that in a Dodge again. That's back on the floor. There are passenger cars. There are SUVs. I know I heard Mayor Sheffield's favorite vehicle is the new electric Escalade that's over there, built in Detroit.
Yes.
It has this color combination. I just learned the paint finish is inspired by Michigan cherries, and there's this dark blue leather on the inside, and those two colors together. I mean, it's just...
Who thinks about that stuff?
Interior colors and finish designers. There are people who their entire life is, what does a color look like? How does it look like in the light? How does it look like with a crease in it? How does this leather feel when you touch it? You test all of these different leathers. There's so much work that goes into every stitch of these cars.
And that's why the excellence in this industry, in this city, in this state is there. I mean, the birth of the automobile, and it just continues.
And it could only come out of a city like Detroit, where we've got Motown and music and food, and you see all of that brought to life through design.
I love it. This is fantastic. What's next for you? What are you doing next? Where are you going next?
We're hanging out at the auto show. I mean, I'm not going back outside right now. Have you seen it outside? I'm staying inside as long as I can.
I'm hanging with you. Well, State Senator Mallory McMorrow, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
Please, we hope you'll come back. Join us anytime. You're awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the show.
Yes, absolutely. We're going to take a break. Come right back. We'll do a little crosstalk with Steve Courtney. Don't go anywhere. 760 WJR.